For you, proof of mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a smell,
then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ted Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guest, the Andrews Sisters, and Nat King Cole and the trio.
Yep, Ken, and with a guest list of such talent and scope in the vocal department, we'd be silly people indeed if we didn't put decided emphasis on music this evening. So we've made elaborate plans to bring you a brace of hit tunes, songs that you folks have heartily acclaimed as your favorites for the past few months. Of course, I know in 30 minutes we can't put a considerable dent in the long list of favorites, but we'll sort of give it a lick and a promise, huh? Now, if the Rhythm Airs will move in here, we'll make All My Love our opening sally. Skies may fall, my love, but I will still be true. All my sighs will disappear at last. Now that you're here at last, my heart belongs to you. So I can see, as I recall my life, I've waited all my life to give you all my love.
Nice, Bing and kids. Very nice indeed. Say, Bing, have you heard about the enormous stack of fan mail that's been piling up for Chesterfields lately?
Well, it figures, Ken. Anything as popular as Chesterfields is bound to get fan mail from its public.
Ah, but it's not only the public that's writing in to sing Chesterfield's praises. Over 1,000 prominent tobacco growers have sent us signed statements, and more coming in every day.
Tobacco growers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's real proof that Chesterfields are mild.
You bet it is. Here, let me read you one of these statements. To judge tobacco for its mild smoking qualities, I smell it. If it smells milder, I know it'll smoke milder. If that tobacco is made into cigarettes, those cigarettes will smell milder and smoke milder. That's why I smoke Chesterfields.
Well, that's certainly proof of Chesterfield's mildness, if I've ever heard it. They all agree. And now, Ken, how about us proving that Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste? You've got to have that, too, you know.
Well, that proof, Bing, is in this report from the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. They said, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Well, that's certainly the complete story. And for you kind folks listening in, it comes down to this. Chesterfield is the cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. So Chesterfield is the cigarette that gives you more for your money. Now to present our first guest of the evening, it's a real pleasure to again welcome Patty, Maxine, and Laverne Andrews, who keep things musically merry with my brother Bob on the Campbell Soup Program, Club 15.
Hi, Bing.
G- Gals, what popular favorite have you chosen as your opener today?
Well, we thought we'd do Lullaby Broadway.
Lullaby? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Harry Warren and Al Dubin's great song. That was a big hit years ago, but I think it's going back too far, don't you?
Oh, but it's being revived. Yes. And, Bing, we do have a new Decca record out on it.
Decca? Oh, well, then it'll be a big tune again, I'm sure. Let's have the Chesterfield version now, kids.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip ray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Come on along and you can listen to a baby cry the lullaby of old Broadway. Jumpin', jivin' and the swingaroo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to jam a tune, rip, rip, and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby soon, the atmosphere gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Sleep tight, my baby. Get a lot of sleep as time goes by. Good night, my baby. Have a lot of fun in the night time. Get a lot of sleep in the day time. Good night, good night. Let's call it a day. Good night, good night, good night. Milkman's on his way.
That was great, girls. Great. Now, I'd like to have a go at a big hit that I've never sung before. Why, I'll never know, because it's a grand song. It's a very nice number, and it gained great popularity, largely, I imagine, because of the great record by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Really a smash platter, that one. If you didn't hear it, you ought to go out and buy one right now. Also, Decca disc. I guess it's safe now for me to sneak in with a chorus or so of Can Anyone Explain?
Explain the thrill of a kiss. No, no, no. But when two eager lips are pressed against yours, you know. Yes, you know. Can anyone explain the glow of romance?
No.
But when you hear the phrase, it's you I adore, you'll know. Yes, you'll know. And you will find to give love a start. Don't think with your mind, just feel with your heart. Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No, no, no. But now that you and I are sharing a sigh, we know.
You can't miss it.
Yes, 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 we know.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Folks, no rundown on your favorite songs, I'm sure, would be complete without hearing from our next guest. Together with his trio, this fella comes up with smash after smash in the record department. His impact on popular American songs has been something almost indescribable. Now we're very happy to bring you in person, Nat King Cole.
Thank you, B.
Nat, what are you going to do for us? I was thinking you might do your sock version of Orange Colored Sky. How about that?
Well, I'd be very happy to.
Folks, I promise you, this is flashier than all that stuff over Las Vegas recently.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange colored sky. Wonderful, you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, went out of that orange colored view. I gotta look at you. One look and I yell timber. Watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out. I went into a spin, the start of the shot. I've been hit. This is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash,
I live in orange colored sky. Watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out. I went into a spin, the start of the shot. I've been hit. This is it.
I
was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Out of an orange color, purple stripe, a pretty green polka dot sky. Alakazam and goodbye.
King, that wins you a case of Minute Maid fresh frozen orange juice and a carton of those milder Chesterfields, not to mention the plaudits of our small but loyal radio audience. Now, what do you say we duet on a tune that the folks kind of went for during recent months?
Well, we could do Good Night, Irene.
Yes, we could.
Or
do
My Heart Cries for You.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sam's Song.
Sam's Song. Let's do that one. I know that. I know more. This number is respectfully dedicated to Sam Morse, Sam Snead, Sam Weiss, Sam Hogan, and Sam, you made the pants too long. Happy tune, you'll love to croon. They call it Sam's Song.
A catchy as can be, the melody. They call it Sam's Song.
Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Sam's Song.
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. The people that you meet out on the street are whistling Sam's Song.
Everyone you see will soon agree that it's a grand song.
So
forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong
if you learn to groove this happy tune. They call it Samsung.
Hey, King, you know this pattern? I don't know. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
I'll just hang on around the curves. I'm just finishing the dead heat. That's all.
Here's a happy tune.
That'll bring you a smile all the while when you croon it. You're really in style.
And the title is Samsung.
Man, you're in there.
A catchy as can be.
With a sly little beat and the melody sweet keeps you tapping your feet.
And the title is Samsung.
Nothing on your mind.
But the news of the day and the bills you must pay. Keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Samsung.
Yes. Why, it makes you grin. It's under your skin. As only a song can do.
People that you meet.
Hello, Joe, what you know? And remind me to mow. Tell them business to slow, but I'm whistling Samsung.
Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You find you'll never go wrong.
If you learn to crew like a lock in the park, who is making his mark, serenading the dock with a chorus of Samsung.
Anybody heard? We made it.
If you learn to crew the happy tune, they call it Samsung.
Thanks, Nat.
That was wonderful.
Now, if you'll excuse me for a little bit, Nat, I have something to take up here with the Andrews sisters.
I was waltzing with my darling
to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened.
Introduced him to my loved one,
and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz.
Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling
the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
That was the sad story of the liability and the risk involved while dancing in Tennessee. King Cole returns now.
Mighty Nat King Cole. Here he's coming back to do his classic interpretation of the great song by Livingston Evans of last season, Mona Lisa.
The lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die. there. Are you warm? Are you real? Mona Lisa, I just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Thank you, Nat, for one of the truly great moments in popular music. Lots of big revivals in 1950. One of the most important was this nostalgic item.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. Those same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and to kiss you just once more. But you were on ship, and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering, some other harbor lights steal your love from me.
Lovely cornet solo was by Mr. Bobby Guy. Without white gloves or anything. Just played it cold.
Say, Bing, I just happen to think tomorrow's the 1st of March, the windy month.
Hey, that's right, Ken. You know, March always reminds me of that big wind from Cleveland. Leslie Town Hope.
How so, Bing?
Well, he comes in like a lion and goes out like a ham.
Well, with all due respect, Bing, you have a reputation for being a pretty breezy character yourself.
So? Well, to keep that reputation untarnished, I shall breeze into the good word about Chesterfields. Folks, just between you and me, Chesterfield does have for you.
Bing.
Mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
Hey, breezy.
What's the matter?
You think that's maybe a little too windy?
Well, maybe you're right. How's this? To prove what Chesterfield has for you.
Slower.
Just get yourself a pack. Open it. Let that light, mild aroma waft over your nostrils. How's that?
Oh, that's fine. That aroma's fine, too. Milder. And when you light a Chesterfield, you find they smoke milder, too.
After a mild Chesterfield, there's no unpleasant aftertaste.
And that's what Chesterfield has for you.
Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Oh, Bing, now you're going too slow.
All right, I'll lick this yet. Let's try it to music once, huh?
Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So, open a pack and give them a smell,
then you'll smoke them.
Now the entire ensemble, the Andrews sisters, Nat King Cole, the Rhythm Ayers, and I, we're going to join hands here, join voices in John Scott Trotter's arrangement of Meredith Willson's fine song of good wishes and faith.
May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you. Whether near or far away, may you find that long-awaited golden day today.
May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree.
May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet.
Well, sir, that's the closer for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed some of the big favorites that we could bring you in this half hour. Of course, due to time limitations, we didn't get a chance to sing Goodnight Irene. The Thing got lost in the shuffle. There's that little number, Bushel and a Peck, and oh, many others that we just couldn't handle, couldn't get to them. But now my thanks to the Andrews sisters and to Nat King Cole for joining us this evening. I hope you'll be with us next week when our guest will be Miss Judy Garland. See you then for Chesterfield. That's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Judy Garland.